I guess it's a realization of the illusion of the world. That, you know, I relate to what you're saying, that silence is the essence of everything. But then it's also the essence of nothing. Because, you know, we don't want everything. Maybe that's why we have thoughts and personalities. No one wants everything that there is to experience, and no one wants nothing. So people seek something in between.
Well, I don't know if you folks want everything.
Well, I mean every single experience. I don't mean everything that they, you know, that they could want.
What do you want?
Well, you know, for a long time I wanted to get to that place of silence, and now that I've experienced it, I am much less ambitious about what I want. I'm not sure if I want anything. You know, it's a question, like, what are just, like, normal desires, and what are, you know, and what are ultimate goals? I guess now I think I've split it into two. I've seen myself no longer as me, David, trying to get silence, but there's a spiritual side of me, and then there's this other side of me that relates in the world. You know, it's my identity. You know, it's where I came from and who I am and what relationships I have. And all that's a bit of an illusion. I should say a bit. All of it is illusion. And then there's this other part that seeks out the silence and the recognition of what is illusion. And, you know, it's still a question to me. So, you know, so then what? I don't know if I'm making any of that clear, but...
Well, so then you have to... There is an answer. So then that has to be reconciled once and for all. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you are at this meeting. That's why you go to things like this, because you know that that has to be reconciled finally once and for all.
Yeah.
So there isn't that split, so that you know without any doubt, without any confusion, and without any further questioning, exactly what matters.
Right. And along the way, I mean, there's a lot of frightening stuff. Mm. You know, it's wonderful to know that it doesn't matter what car you drive, but it's kind of frightening to know that your children aren't, you know, they're not really there, they're not. You know, it's hard to even say that, but in some ways they're no different than the car. Mm. And that's kind of, it's scary, but it's inevitable to realize it. And then once you realize it, that's why I came to the split. Mm-hmm. Because I know that ultimately now, my children are nothing more than my car. And that's why I say I have this identity. I nurture them. I have a job to do with them. You know, I love them. I take care of them. But ultimately, they're not real.
Mm-hmm. They're not yours.
They're not mine, right. They're not the illusion I see them as. You know, it's not that I don't value them. They are their own people, their own spirit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the question then is, you know, go ahead. So what is that reconciliation?
Well, there isn't a reconciliation. What there is the demand of the reconciliation, the demand that that reconciliation be found.
Well, I have that now.
That's what I'm saying. And what I'm saying to you